Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Living Better in San Diego, a public service presentation of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. I'm Gary Lee. The American Heart Association is dedicated to fighting heart disease and stroke and striving to save and improve lives by making the places we live, learn, work, and heal healthier. Joining us this morning is American Heart Association San Diego Division Executive Director Jennifer Subotka and American Heart Association Volunteer and Chief Government and External Affairs Officer at Tri-City Medical Center, Aaron Vizak. Welcome, Jennifer. Welcome, Aaron.
Hello.
Hi.
Let's start with some background information. First of all, how long has the American Heart Association been in San Diego?
Here in San Diego, we have been here about 65 years.
Okay, and you're part of a national organization.
We are part of the national organization headquartered in Dallas that has been around for almost 100 years.
And the mission of the American Heart Association?
The mission of the American Heart Association is to create a world free of heart disease and stroke. And we are working with communities all across the country to help improve the overall quality of life for all Americans.
So the focus is improving heart health.
That's right, heart health.
The main focus.
That's exactly right.
And that includes stroke?
Yes, there are a lot of same contributing factors, high blood pressure, diabetes, that can have similar outcomes for both stroke and heart disease. And we are focused on both heart and brain health.
And along with that focus, or what comes with that focus, is your San Diego at Heart. This is a campaign of yours?
Yes, it's a way to talk about our mission. We really want San Diegans to feel empowered to care about their health. And so we're working throughout the county to bring awareness to the issue of heart disease and stroke. Heart disease remains the number one killer of Americans. And we have a lot of different ways that we're working throughout the community to raise that level of awareness and help people know how important it is to know your numbers and to take care of your health.
And is it different for men than women as far as statistics go?
You know, about one in three people will experience, have some sort of experience with heart disease. And many people think of heart disease as a man's disease, but that really couldn't be farther from the truth. In fact, a woman dies of heart disease every 80 seconds. That statistics kind of stops me in my tracks every time. But oftentimes, the symptoms of a heart attack are different in women than in men. And so women don't know to be asking their doctor about things. They're often underdiagnosed, undertreated. So we do spend a lot of our efforts in educating women to be advocates for themselves, to share with other women in their lives that this is a major health threat for us.
Can you go over some of the symptoms? I know you mentioned a couple.
Sure. Well, some of the differences, there's some things that women experience that are different from men. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, you see a heart attack in the movies and it's the, you know, elephant on the chest and clutching their heart and falling to the ground. And with women, the signs can be a little more subtle. It could be, you know, an aching in your arm, particularly your left arm, jaw pain, heartburn, excessive fatigue. And the tough one with that is those are some symptoms that women tend to experience on a regular basis with, you know, high levels of anxiety or, you know, working on so many things in the house and also at work. And so knowing your body and, you know, really paying particular attention to some changes in those areas, do not be afraid to talk to your doctor, especially, you know, things like blood pressure. That's definitely a focus area of ours right now. And know your numbers. Talk to your doctor and make sure if you're diagnosed with high blood pressure, get it treated. Take your medication.
And I know heartburn, that's a symptom with men, too.
Yes.
And that was always an issue with me that I was always concerned about because I always had heartburn. I had it quite often until I got it under control. But that's a scary thing because you never know whether it is just heartburn mm-hmm. or if it's a heart condition.
And I think that's what goes back to really knowing your body. So if that's something that you experience on, you know, a regular basis, or you know certain foods aggravate that, that's different than a very pervasive new sensation mm-hmm. accompanied by one or two of these other symptoms. So excessive fatigue. And when I say excessive, like not being able to get out of bed, and that would be different than how you would normally experience, you know, on a weekend or something like that. Or same with, you know, the jaw pain or the arm pain. If you're feeling that, plus a couple of these other things, good idea to call 911. And that's, you know, that's an important message too, is, and I think women especially, we tend to minimize symptoms. But don't be afraid to call 911. The importance of the treatment that you receive as soon as that call is placed is essential. So don't wait. Don't think it's probably nothing. Don't wait till your husband gets home and ask him to take you to the emergency room. Don't go through all that. Just be safe. Call 911.
Well, let's talk about San Diego at Heart. Several components that go with this campaign of yours. Let's talk about what we can do, how we can improve our quality of life.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we really try to focus on is just talking about the importance of healthy living. And, you know, the goals of the American Heart Association are to improve the overall quality of life for all Americans by 20% by the year 2020. And I will share, we have moved that needle only at about 4 or 5%. So we have a ways to go. And that's because behavior change is difficult, right? We all know we should eat better. We all know we should move more. We should get more exercise. But really, adapting those lifestyle changes and making accessibility easy for everyone, that's what we really look at. So we do that in a variety of ways, through education and working with individual communities on making healthy foods more readily available, thinking about meals that are served in schools. So that's something that we're tackling at a policy level. What are in those lunches that are being served to our kids every day? Because that's when those healthy lifestyle choices begin, at a really early age, right? So that's one way that we're tackling that from a policy point of view. And then from a on-the-ground standpoint, one of our programs, we have a teaching gardens program, and we put gardens in elementary schools. And particularly in some underserved areas where access to healthy fruits and vegetables may be more limited. So we're going in and we plant a garden, and we're working with kids, little kids, kindergarten, on how to grow carrots and radishes. And we hear from teachers often that they say, you know, this was the first time they ever tried a cucumber, and it was because they grew it themselves. You know, kids are so picky. I have a hard enough time getting my 14-year-old to eat broccoli, but, you know, when they grow it themselves, they're more likely to try it. And so we're, you know, it sounds simple, but if you start introducing these healthy behaviors at a young age, much easier to have a higher success rate as we get older.
And another component of your San Diego at Heart is healthy environments.
Yes, and you know, one thing that I think we don't really talk about enough is smoke-free environments. And you know, we don't think about it as often because, especially here in California, you know, there's not very many places that you can smoke outside.
Right.
We don't smell it as much anymore. We don't go to restaurants and smell smoke, and thank goodness, right? But there are still, you know, high percentage of the population here in San Diego that is still smoking. And there are particular areas of the county where smoking is more prevalent. And so right now we're actually part of a work group and looking at a couple of different areas where this is really prevalent. And we're trying to figure out what's the best way to tackle that issue. You know, the awareness is there, right? We know. So we need to really combat this in a different way. And so looking at putting together a forum and, you know, bringing together some thought leaders on how do we get people to, you know, to make some changes in this area. So that, again, just kind of one area,
so
but an important one.
A lot of what you're doing, again, is awareness, raising awareness.
That's right. And yeah, and empowering community members to really find ways that work within their own communities, within their own homes, to really lead to this true behavior change. Again, I think a lot of this is I want to say it's common knowledge, but we have a hard time sort of making it stick, right? Mm-hmm. And because it isn't always easy, choosing after a long day to go to the gym or to take a walk isn't always easy. And so, you know, we actually look at factors like that too, and develop science around it to say you really don't have to spend hours at the gym. So you don't have to spend 2 hours a day, even an hour in the gym. But our science shows 30 minutes a day, broken up into 10-minute bursts of energy, are good for your heart. Mm-hmm. So that sounds pretty doable, right? 10 minutes at my desk, 10 minutes at home, 10 minutes when I wake up in the morning. We can do that, right? So it's, yes, it's awareness, but it's a call to action that it's important, right? We all have reasons for why we want to be here for a long time. So we need to kind of harness that motivation and go find those 10 minutes to think about your own health.
Yeah, change is not easy.
It's not.
I had to make some lifestyle changes myself, just lost 30 pounds.
Nice.
So I know that firsthand. It's not an easy thing to do, but it feels good once you accomplish what you set out to do.
Absolutely.
Are we finding more businesses offering heart-healthy lifestyle activities for their employees?
Wellness is becoming so important within companies, and we're so grateful for that. And there are some wonderful companies throughout San Diego that are doing some wonderful things around wellness. And we go out and work with corporations to really evaluate their wellness program. So, again, it's kind of like taking everything to the next level. So it's great to offer wellness, but let's measure how effective it really is. And so we have an assessment tool that we can go in and consult with HR professionals on what are they offering? How are they doing? How are employees responding? Are they responding to incentives? Is it more about culture building and team building within an organization? What is it for that particular company that's going to make it work? Because, again, a wellness program is only as effective as how well people do it, right? Mm-hmm. They actually have to do it. So right. You can offer the best program in the world, but if we can't get people to actually make those behavior changes, then they're not going to be that effective.
Right.
But yeah, I think, I mean, companies are realizing a healthy workforce is a more productive workforce,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the cost of healthcare, which I'm sure Aaron, my colleague here can speak to very eloquently, is staggering. And so businesses are being smart and saying we can cut some costs here by incentivizing employees to get those wellness exams and do some preventative medicine.
And I know some businesses organize like company walks and things like that too nowadays.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in fact, at Tri-City Medical Center, we worked with them to install a walking path around their hospital. So that's for employees and patients to use. But we were so excited to come in and work with them on that because it's putting the mission into action.
Uh-huh. Now, Aaron, you're an American Heart Association volunteer and survivor. Survivor of a heart disease. Do you mind sharing your story a little bit?
Yeah, not a problem. So when I was a little kid, I was symptomatic of cardiac issues, but I grew up pretty poor, and so I didn't really have meaningful access to healthcare services, and so it just got overlooked. And it just so happens that after high school, I went to EMT school and became an emergency medical technician, and it just so happens that one day, I had an incident happen while I was delivering a patient to the hospital, and a nurse asked me why my sunglasses were bouncing on my uniform shirt. And they were bouncing because it was my heart beating.
Wow.
And it had been something that I'd had for years. And when I'd wear my stethoscope over my shoulders, the head of the stethoscope would bounce. I never really thought much of it. And she asked me if they could hook me up to the monitor real quick, and they did, and they found what ended up being a very severe case of what's called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, which is accessory or extra electrical pathways in the heart. And it was an interesting situation because not too many people have it. I became kind of the test case at the ambulance agency I was working for. I'd go around and people would put, you know, EKGs on me to run a strip, they would call it, to see what it looked like and whatnot. But we thought it was something that was fairly easily manageable through change in diet, that is, no caffeine, and then eventually some medication. But it became clear in a relatively short time afterwards that that wasn't going to help it. And it ended up that I had to have surgery, and it turned out that I had 11 extra pathways in my heart, electrical pathways in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I was what the doctor calls it extreme high risk for sudden death syndrome. And so it's kind of an interesting thing to be in this position where you work on an ambulance. I was responding to emergency calls every day, and then suddenly to be a patient and to see things from a very different perspective. And it's one of the reasons why I've been throughout the rest of my career, even after leaving emergency medical services, very actively involved with the American Heart Association, because I know that they are working to call attention to the issues that I had as a kid that I very easily could have died from, but for some strange reason, I happen to survive to the point where I can get definitive care. And now I'm doing good.
And what kind of work are you doing, volunteer work are you doing with them?
So I do speaking engagements and whatnot, and I'm involved in a lot of their activities. And luckily, I've worked for organizations over the years that have had very close relationships with the American Heart Association. And so I worked at an academic health system in town and did a number of projects with the American Heart Association. And then when I came to work at Tri-City, as the head of government external affairs, we already had a relationship with the American Heart Association, and I knew Jennifer, and I knew everybody involved already. And so it was a nice, perfect fit for me to be involved with the activities now.
And now Tri-City Medical Center, which, by the way, is in Oceanside, right?
It is, yes.
Now Tri-City Medical Center is collaborating with the American Heart Association to encourage people to think about why their heart and brain health is important. The campaign is Life is Why.
Correct.
Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, the interesting thing about Life is Why, this is the kind of thing that hits me on a daily basis. And that is, when you've had this very close experience with death, you tend to, it sounds cliche, but it's totally true. You tend to take stock of it, of your life in a different way. Now I have kids. When I see my kids every day, and my kids are an example of Life is Why. You know, like the moments that I would have missed with them, these experiences that I never would have had if this heart condition had taken my life years ago. And I think about that with every patient that I had on the ambulance, who in many cases we would respond to a person whose heart had stopped beating, and we'd arrive and there'd be 10 people around and no one doing CPR. I think, wow, imagine if people had actually known and been empowered to do CPR with this patient. How many more moments in their life they would have been able to experience with their families? And that's Life is Why. I mean, it's every patient that comes into our hospital. Our hospital, Tri-City, has made tremendous effort towards providing the highest standard of heart and stroke care anywhere in the United States. It's actually one of only 37 hospitals in the United States recognized by the American Heart Association at that level for care. And I think about it. Everything that we do to advance that cause is giving people yet another opportunity to experience those moments in life. And Life is Why. That's why.
So what else are you doing? What are you doing with this campaign to raise awareness?
Yeah, so we are donating money to the American Heart Association. We're partnering them with on events like things like the North County Heart Walk. Last year was the first year of the North County Heart Walk, a very specific one for North County. And we're doing a second year this year. It's actually on October 20th. And we're going to be doing it in Oceanside. And it's a great event. It's an opportunity for everyone at our organization and businesses throughout North County and individuals who have been impacted by this or who are interested in this to come out, raise money for the American Heart Association to advance all these programs that Jennifer spoke about before, because it takes money to do these things. And so we're trying to do that. And we think at Tri-City it's really important, not only because our position as a healthcare provider, but if you look at our mission is to advance the health and wellness of the communities we serve. This is an amazing opportunity to work with a partner that's been around for many, many years, who is at the forefront of this and who is the recognized expert, and that's why we're doing it.
Okay, we're getting close on running out of time here, and I did want to also talk about, Jennifer, about the CPR school training kits that you,
yes,
that you offer. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'd love to. So I'll talk just a little bit about, and Aaron mentioned it, about sudden cardiac arrest. So about 70% of sudden cardiac arrest takes place outside of a hospital, and only 1 in 10 people survive. And so the American Heart Association has been looking at how can we improve those survival rates. Well, one of the ways that we can do that is to increase bystander intervention rate. So meaning, if you're out in a public place or in your home and you suffer a cardiac arrest, then how can we get more people to intervene? Because right now, only about 40% of the time do victims of sudden cardiac arrest receive bystander CPR. So we've been looking at that in a variety of ways. And one of the ways, again, going back to our science showed that compression-only CPR is just as effective as full-blown mouth-to-mouth compression combined with compressions like we've been doing for many, many years, especially when you see someone have a cardiac arrest. There's enough oxygen in the body that compression alone will keep the heart pumping until help arrives. So how do we get more people to know this? That all they have to do is learn a very simple step. It takes minutes to learn how to do the compressions. And so one of the ways that we've been doing that is to work with students. So we know kids feel like they're invincible, right? They're fearless. So we have a CPR in schools program where we provide schools, teachers, with training kits. It's all ready to go. There are mini mannequins for the classroom. It's a 30-minute video, and you can teach an entire classroom of kids how to do compression-only CPR in minutes. And so this past year, we entered into a wonderful collaboration with the San Diego Unified School District. We received a grant that allowed us to provide the kits to do training for their students in 5th, 7th, and 9th grade. And this program, over the course of 3 years, will allow us to train 30,000 students. That's 30,000 lifesavers. Wow. Pretty incredible. But what's even more incredible is, in the span of 1 year, we have already heard of 2 life-saving stories. So 2 students who learned how to do compression-only CPR in the classroom this past year saved a life of a family member. The first was a 9-year-old boy named Dimitri who saved his mom last summer. She had an incident at home and collapsed on the floor. Husband knew how to do CPR but kind of freaked out, as I'm sure many of us would do in that kind of a situation. And he comes running through, "Dad, Dad, I know what to do. I know what to do. I got this." And he did compressions on his mother for 10 minutes until help arrived, EMS arrived. Pretty incredible. And then we just recently heard of another story of a young girl who saved her 3-year-old cousin, an 8th grade girl, out at a swimming pool. And there was, again, an incident, and she performed CPR on this little 3-year-old until he regained consciousness and immediately texted her teacher. I mean, this is the part of the story that just gives me chills, within an hour, and said, "Coach, I just wanted to thank you for teaching me that because I don't know what would have happened if I hadn't have known what to do." I mean,
some great stories.
It's incredible. Really.
The amazing thing about that, too, is that all the other students who are getting trained, they are now empowered for the rest of their lives. They will go out and they'll spread out across the country or stay here in town, and they will carry that with them and hopefully advance the option for having other people around them learn CPR. And if you just think about how many people's lives have changed because those 2 young kids saved those members of their families. I mean, generations to come are impacted by the fact that they were able to get involved and they knew what to do.
And you have, what, CPR kiosks also?
Oh, well, we would like to have a CPR kiosk. So another, again, kind of thinking outside the box, how do we get more people to know about this? Because I hope there are people listening right now going, "I didn't know that you could just do compressions. And, you know, how do I learn how to do that?" Well, go to heart.org and search hands-only CPR and you can learn how to do it right on your computer. But one of the other ways that we are also educating thousands of people at a time are these standalone kiosks that the American Heart Association has developed, and we are placing them in high traffic areas like airports, convention centers, places like that. And it's about the size of an ATM machine. It plays the song "Staying Alive," which is the beat that you should do compressions
really?
To. Staying alive.
Know.
So it plays that, so it gets attention, and people come over and use the machine. And just to kind of give you some numbers, we placed the first one at DFW, and in the first year, over 10,000 people used the machine. So that's a great way we can reach
that's
a
incredible.
Lot of folks. So we have a couple of areas in San Diego that we are in talks with of placing one, but it is a sponsorable opportunity. As Aaron said, we need funds to be able to do the work that we do, and this is a sponsorable, you know, a funded initiative. And in addition to the kiosk itself, I would love to do a whole campaign around it that really raises the awareness. Everyone can and should be empowered to be a lifesaver.
Now, you mentioned, we have just a couple of minutes left, you mentioned that you have the North County Walk, Heart Walk coming up in October, but there's one coming up, the San Diego Heart Walk is coming up this Saturday, right?
Yes.
The 15th.
September 15th in Balboa Park, 7 a.m., and there'll be about 11,000 of my closest friends. It's a great morning. And so, yeah, we would love to have anybody out. Even if you're not signed up, you're not registered, just come on down and check it out.
And if people did want to go to either of the walks, did want to participate, if they didn't sign up in advance, can they register the day of the event?
Yes, you can register that day. There's actually no registration fee.
Oh, okay.
It is a fundraiser, so people can sign up online. You can email your friends and family for donations. But if you do want to just come and walk with us and check it out, then we'd love to have you.
And then the American Heart Association Cycle Nation, this is October 25th.
Yes, I wanted to mention that because it's a brand new event that we're launching on October 25th. And this year it will be at the Hotel Del. And this is for spinners. So if you love spinning, and I know there are a lot of San Diegans that like to spin, this is a new event that we're doing. And it's a spin class out on the sand at the Hotel Del. I mean, doesn't that sound beautiful?
Yeah.
And so it's a 2-hour ride, and it's a relay style. So bring 3 friends and you ride for 30 minutes. There's a little happy hour after. So great way to spend a Thursday night.
And is there information about that on your website, too?
Yes, same. So you can go to heart.org, and if you search San Diego, then you can pull up all of our San Diego events.
And if somebody wants to help you with your mission, you talk about how funds are needed to continue these programs, and it's just like any other nonprofit. Funds are needed to continue doing what you do. Can they make a donation at your website?
They absolutely can. Heart.org is the best place to go. It's right on the homepage where you can support right there. We also have a local Facebook page. So if you just search San Diego Division American Heart Association, that's where we put all the info about the upcoming events, ways that you can volunteer. If you want to reach out to me, I would love to have a conversation and tell you more about any of these programs that you might be interested in.
All right. And Aaron, website for Tri-City?
TriCityMed.org. And the amazing thing about Tri-City is not only are we extremely good at taking care of you if you happen to have a heart attack or a stroke, but we're also good at preventing that from happening to begin with. So go to that website, talk to our folks. You can get in with one of our cardiologists or one of our neurologists and see some of the best in the business to make sure that you're optimizing your health.
And are you on social media as well, Tri-City?
Yes, we are on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, and whatnot. All you have to do is look up Tri-City Medical Center.
Jennifer and Aaron, thank you for being on the show today. Thank you for all you do. You're doing some great work at the American Heart Association. We appreciate it.
Thank you much.
That concludes another edition of Living Better in San Diego. The opinions expressed on Living Better in San Diego do not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of the staff and management of the Entercom San Diego radio stations. Episodes of Living Better in San Diego are available on this station's website. Join me next week when my guest will be from the GI Film Festival. Until then, I'm Gary Lee. Have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.